Winter weather's not all about ice and snow, of course. You can get lots of different weather conditions at any time of the year, but perhaps particularly during the winter. So what about driving in other bad weather conditions?
OK, other weather conditions that could cause us problems. Firstly, fog. When should you put your fog lights on? If you look in Highway Code, it will tell you when visibility is reduced to less than 100 metres. I haven't got a clue what 100 metres is if you ask me to pace it out. So essentially, if it's looking a bit dodgy and you're really struggling to keep your visibility up, get those fog lights on. And I would stress, if you are in a slightly older car, switch them off when the fog has gone away. With modern cars, when you switch the lights off, the fog lights go off and you can't put them on by accident the next day. If the car's a bit older, you could have those fog lights on for the next 3 weeks and annoy lots of people behind you. So don't forget that. When should you switch your headlights on? Obviously in low light conditions, clearly when it starts to get dusk. But essentially, even during the day, if you've put your wipers on, put your lights on to match. Because if you put your wipers on, you obviously have rain or snow or whatever on the windscreen, and you need your headlights on, not to see where you're going, but to let other people see you. Other things we could have, we have windy days. There are a few issues about windy days, essentially stuff being blown off trees and buildings and so forth, which is, what can you do about that? If a tree's going to fall down on you, it's going to fall down on you. However, you need to think about if you're driving a minibus or a van or a high-sided vehicle and you come past a gap in the hedge or the end of a street where the wind is funneling through, that's going to give your vehicle a bit of a shove. And obviously, if you're on two wheels, cyclist or motorcyclist, you must be aware that that wind is going to give you a sudden movement across the road. So watch out for windy days. Obviously, it's not a case of what's falling, it's what's fallen before you get there. So what's lying in the road? Are there branches? Is there debris off buildings? So keeping an eye on the road surface ahead of you. One thing to bear in mind is low sunlight in the winter. And when you turn into a side road or the road bends and you find yourself in a different direction, suddenly you're dazzled by low sunlight. Be ready for it. You know, as you're driving, thinking to yourself, yep, the sun's on the left-hand side, I'm about to turn left. It's going to be no surprise when I suddenly can't see. Low sunlight is no different to fog. It reduces your visibility. What I would say with all of these is slow down. People will drive along, it starts to rain, they don't slow down. People will drive into direct sunlight and they don't slow down. If your visibility is reduced for whatever reason, bring your speed down to match it.
And what about heavy rain and flooding? What difference can that make to driving?
Essentially, when the water works between the tyre and the tarmac, it potentially can cause you problems. Now, your tyres will shift an amazing amount of water. At certain speeds, each of your tyres will shift a gallon a second, which is pretty impressive with technology. However, the faster you go, the less water is moved because you need the weight of the vehicle pressing down on the rubber to shift the water. And the faster you go, the less heavy your car is. It's all to do with physics, which I'm rubbish at. But essentially, that's true. So if you're going faster and faster and faster on a wet road, sooner or later, you will actually shift less water and you will then start to aquaplane. So by bringing your speed down, you move the water out from under the car and you have your grip. So it's all about choice of speed. So in seriously heavy rain, lots of standing water, bring your speed down and you'll be able to control the car.
And if you can't see, if you don't know how deep the water is, don't go into it.
Oh, if we're in those sorts of conditions where you see standing water and you don't know the depth, yeah, please don't risk it. If you really don't know, quite often you get little dips under railway bridges in towns, or little fords out in the rural areas of Norfolk, it's just not worth the risk. And if you don't know, it's not worth trying it, because what you don't want to be doing is stuck in the middle thinking to yourself, if I open the door, it's going to fill up with water, it's going to get expensive, it's going to get unpleasant. So if in doubt, don't.